Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Everyday Recovery. My name is Jim Lang. I'm the Senior Vice President and Director of Men's Addiction Recovery here at America's Keswick. And each week we just want to give you a glimpse, a kind of a snapshot into some of the curriculum, some of the topics we talk about with the men of the colony, with the students at Barber's Place. And so this past week we tackled the topic of forgiveness. And this one's always a very weighty topic with the men. Many of them have just been in horrible situations, have not had the best family life growing up, have been abused in certain ways, have had major consequences to the sin in their life. And so, you know, when talking about forgiveness, we always start with God's forgiveness of us, and really starting that as the baseline, that we are forgiven, that we are fully forgiven. Our past, present, future sins are forgiven because of what Christ did on the cross for us. We can have confidence that there's no longer condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. And so that's where we have to start. When we have any topic about forgiveness, we have to always return to the gospel that the God of the universe made a way for us to be at peace with Him, that He has forgiven our sins, that Christ has took the punishment that we should have taken. And then it's from that we are able to forgive others. As Christians, we are called, it is our duty to forgive one another just as we have been forgiven. And that is the qualifier. We don't forgive others because they are worth forgiving. And we don't forgive others because of any innate goodness that is within us. The power and the ability to forgive is rooted in God's forgiveness of us. And so many of the men, and it might be your situation as well, have people in your life that even the thought of forgiving them and letting them off the hook for what they've done to you makes you sick to your stomach. Many of the men have been abused by parental figures who should have been there to love and protect them. They've been abused by clergy members who were there, who are supposed to be protecting them and guiding them. Some of their abusers and some of the things that have happened in their life, the person is no longer alive. And so how do we go about forgiving those who have just wounded us deeply? Well, I think the Bible shows us that it is by diving deeper into God's forgiveness of us. When we are looking to forgive the people in our lives, we need to look no further than God's forgiveness of us. And we have to understand His sovereignty and understand His control of everything. When I think of forgiveness, one of the main stories that comes to my mind is the story of Joseph. And so Joseph was the son of Jacob, and Joseph was Jacob's favorite child. And the way that this was kind of indicated was Jacob gave Joseph this beautiful coat, this technicolor coat, and his brothers became very jealous. And not only that, not only was he his father's favorite, but Joseph started having these dreams, and he told his brother these dreams about how that one day they would all bow down before him. And so his brothers really didn't like Joseph, and so they come up with this scheme one day to get rid of Joseph, and they end up selling him into slavery. They make up a story to their father Jacob of how Joseph was attacked and killed by a wild animal, and Joseph ends up getting sold into slavery. And during that time, he has all these hardships in his life. He's falsely accused by Potiphar's wife of trying to seduce her, and he gets thrown in jail. And eventually he begins to interpret dreams for the Pharaoh of Egypt. And God raises him up through his ability to interpret dreams to the second in command of all of Egypt. And so one day Joseph interprets this dream for Pharaoh, and he predicts that there's going to be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. And so he's able to help Egypt store up food for the famine that is going to be coming. And saves a whole nation of people. Well, Joseph's brothers in Israel find out that Egypt has food, and they go down to Egypt to buy some food, to get food, and they actually come to Joseph and they kneel in front of Joseph, and Joseph forgives them. And I just want to read that part of the story. And so this is Genesis chapter 45. And I'd encourage you, go read the full story of Joseph in Genesis. His story is from Genesis 37 all the way through Genesis 50. And so this is Joseph revealing his identity to his brothers who had sold him into slavery and betrayed him. And Genesis 45 says, Joseph could no longer keep his composure in front of all his attendants, so he called out, "Send everyone away from me." No one was with him when he revealed his identity to his brothers, but he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and also Pharaoh's household heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But they could not answer him because they were terrified in his presence. So his brothers are terrified. They had sold their brother into slavery, and they are fearful that retribution is coming. Joseph is now in this powerful position and has the power to destroy his brothers. He holds their lives in his hands. And look what he says in verse 4. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Please come near me." And they came near. "I am Joseph, your brother," he said, "the one you sold into Egypt. And now don't be grieved or angry with yourselves for selling me here, because God sent me ahead of you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there will be 5 more years without plowing or harvesting. God sent me ahead of you to establish you as a remnant within the land and to keep you alive by a great deliverance." Now look at verse 8. He says, "Therefore, it was not you who sent me here, but God." And so Joseph can look back on his story and he can see that, yes, it was his brothers who sold him into slavery, but because God is sovereign, there was meaning, there was purpose behind it. God had a plan in his pain. He had a plan in Joseph's life, through the difficulties that he went through the betrayal, through the imprisonment, through all the things that he encountered that he would never have chosen for himself. God wanted to use Joseph. And so Joseph, knowing the Lord, actually says that it was not my brothers who sent me here, but it was God. He can see God's sovereignty, and so he's able to forgive his brothers, not because what they did wasn't terrible, but because he knew that God had a plan. He knew that God was sovereign. He goes on in verse 8 to say, "He has made me a father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household, and ruler over the land of Egypt." And so Joseph was able to see God's sovereignty. And we can look back on our stories, and many of us have been hurt in deep ways. Our wounds are still tender. They're still difficult to deal with. But as we draw close to the Lord, as we get to know him, as we know his sovereignty and his complete control over everything, we know that there's always purpose in our pain. There's no waste in the kingdom of God. And so we can be like Joseph and through that pain be able to forgive because we know that God is using everything for our good. In Genesis 50, the brothers again are very doubtful of Joseph's forgiveness of them. And so Jacob is coming to the end of his life. Joseph's father Jacob's coming to the end of his life. And his brothers are weary that once Jacob dies, Joseph's going to rescind his forgiveness. And so we pick up the story in Genesis 50, verse 15. It says, "When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said to one another, 'If Joseph is holding a grudge against us, he will certainly repay us for all the suffering we caused him.' So they sent this message to Joseph: 'Before he died, your father gave a command. Say this to Joseph: Please forgive your brothers and their sin, the suffering they caused you. Therefore, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father.' Joseph wept when their message came to him. His brothers also came to him, bowed down before him, and said, 'We are your slaves.'" Verse 19, this is Joseph's forgiveness of his brothers. It says, "But Joseph said to them, 'Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You planned evil against me. God planned it for good to bring about the present result, the survival of many people. And so Joseph was able to see how God was using his pain, using his wounds, not only to shape and form him into godliness, into Christlikeness, but also to save many lives. And we need to, as we look to forgive those in our life, understand that it is rooted in God's forgiveness of us, and knowing that we can trust God's sovereignty, that there is no pain in your life that it goes to waste, that God is going to use it for your good, for his glory, and for the good of others in your life. Hope you've enjoyed this short devotion. If you or anyone you know is struggling with addiction, I'd love to speak with you. You can call 732-350-1187. I'm extension 1041, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day.